January is our month of empowerment. Empowerment. Hallelujah. If you want to enjoy a good night's sleep, the Bible says, as you make your bed, so you lay on it. If you want to enjoy this year, let's prepare the enjoyment this month. That's what the empowerment month is all about. After all, this year is our year of empowerment. And we've been looking every day. I hope everybody has been participating. Amen. So I turn and I look at us here. Then I understand truly that there are some people that truly love God and they will do everything to serve Him. It's very difficult to come to this side of Lagos because of the traffic situation. Everywhere blocked. Despite that, some of you even drop your cars and to trek here. Some of you could not reach here, you park your cars far and begin to trek down with your children. It is evidence that you know what serving God means. It goes with sacrifice. It goes with sacrifice. And you are in confirmation of what we want to talk about this morning. And I started yesterday. And started on Thursday. And that is looking at the power of love. If you don't love God, every little excuse to keep from serving Him, you will take advantage of it. So this morning we'll continue with the power of love. And why this is important for us to know, because we're talking about empowerment. Empowerment. And I tried to tell you during the week, the strength of a believer, listen very well. The strength of a believer is just an exhortation. And if I pray that God will cause somebody to understand what I'm talking about. I'm sharing what I have witnessed, I have confirmed. I didn't read this anywhere. And the things I exhort you with are things I have confirmed and I'm sharing with you. When you see an old man giving counsel to a young man, he's giving counsel from experience. That is the way I will see you. And that is the reason why I even organized ministers' conference. After spending 20-something years in ministry, I think the younger ministers have something to learn from me. So many things. This Bible is the best gift that God has given to us after Christ. The part of the just is as what?
The shining light.
That does what?
That shines more and more unto the perfect day.
It shines more and more and more. It's a light. The word of God is a light. And I told you on Thursday that when the Bible says, study to show thyself approved unto God, I'm laying this emphasis for a reason, because I am a pastor and I am a student of behaviors. Yes. Just as curiosity, almost like a hobby. And I know it is also because of the background, my background, my training. In the military, at the end of every year, you write the confidential report of your subordinates, you as the head there, the commander. And after they write your confidential report, they will give you to read. This is what I have written concerning you. Then you will read it and you will sign it. And it will be in your file. And so the commander studies every everyone walking around him. And so I grew up with that. So I study, you know, not intentionally, but it's just part of me. And so I can stand and know where this one will end up by what he is doing. And so that is why, even spiritually, from 1990 till now, how many years? I have been a Christian. And I have been a student of the things of the Spirit. When the Bible says, study. Study. Hallelujah. To show yourself approved unto God. The study there, it's not go and read. Reading is only a part of study. One thing that we learn more from is from experience. That's why the Bible says experience gives hope. And hope maketh not ashamed. Now, I say this because there are things that we share. We are used to having, okay, it's time to preach. Some of you will even switch off. Let them finish. Let them finish talking. I'm saying something that will help you. I'm saying from experience, from a passion. Now, one way to study to know God is to know him by his manifestations. Now, that is why we give testimonies. That is why we allow people to give testimony. Because that this our God, you will never finish knowing him. And his ways are past understanding. There are things that happen, but everything he does, there is a reason for it. Hallelujah. I was sharing with the visiting ministers that came yesterday in my house last night, and I was telling them that God told me in 1973 that I would be in the ministry that I'm doing now. But that day, he showed me three aspects of my life, and they have all come to pass with time. The question I ask is, why did he, knowing that I will end up the last stage of my life until I die, will be ministry, why did he allow me to go through the military? Not through Bible school. Then I know, from what is happening now, the ministry he's going to take me into, it needed boldness. It needed boldness. Number two, it needed leadership. And the best organization that has the best leadership is the military. It's the military. We are trained to motivate a man until he can carry gun and risk his life and fight and die happily. And that is why those working with me, I don't joke with their welfare.
That's right.
Not because I am brought up with it. We know the effect of it. Many pastors suffer because they neglect the welfare of their workers. So I have been properly trained. And not only that, I am trained in the art of warfare. I am a contender of the faith. Ready to die for what I stand for. So I am properly chosen by God. Therefore, I have things you can learn from me. We had ministers meeting yesterday and I pointed some things and they were all shocked that I observe up to that. How do you know? I say, I know. I'm a student. Now listen, church. Praise the Lord. When we share these things with you, practice them. When they said he is the same yesterday, today and forever, he's trying to tell you, if it worked for him, if you do what he did, it will work for you too. So now this, we're talking about empowerment. Listen very well. And watch. When the Bible says, watch and pray, what are you watching? What are you watching? What are you watching? The first thing you watch in your Christian faith is your spiritual graph. How are you growing spiritually? Then you will soon discover that you have stagnated, or you are not moving forward, if you are sincere, or you are even retrogressing. You are going down. And the worst estate of a human being is the estate where you are not even sincere with yourself. You know you have failed and you are justifying failure. You are totally finished because you have no hope for progress. Be sincere with yourself. And what will you watch? The Bible says, it says, our destiny, the purpose of our redemption, of our salvation, is to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. Therefore, you already have something to watch and read your spiritual life. Now, but we make mistakes and we use human beings for that. Now, when you make a human being your standard for your Christian faith, even God himself will announce to you that you are looking at the wrong place by himself making the person to fall. So that your attention will come back to him. And how will you know who Jesus is? Apostle Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. So he still follow. You will know Christ first before you will know whether this one is following the Christ or not. Study to know the God you are worshiping. Now, I discovered that during our consecration period last year, we tried to bring this out, and we don't know how many people caught it. Some of this will continue to repeat it. See, in your body, the physical body, there is a defense mechanism that God has put in us. It is called immunity. The body immunity. In our anatomy, God created us and put something in there that fights anything that will disturb their health. And every sickness, before it will take root in your body, it has defeated the defense mechanism that God has kept in you. No sickness will stay in your body until it has defeated those soldiers that are created and put in you. Whether it is cancer, kidney, whatever it is. All the fever you have. Fever is not sickness. Fever is a sign for you, notice for you, to know that there is a war going on inside your body. Between the antibodies, between the white blood cells, that's what they are called, and any strange thing that comes. And these soldiers, the white blood cells, the more the intensity of the attack that comes in, the more it is produced to fight the system. To fight the invader, so that you have a healthy body. That's why if you want to live a healthy life, you don't wait until you fall sick. You look at those things that you can eat so that your soldiers are ever active, immune system. Now, in the spirit, especially now, we as Christians, our immune system, physically it is called white blood cells, spiritually it is called love. Love is our immune system. It's very difficult to catch, but thank God I have caught it. No matter how late it took me to catch it, now I have caught it. Love. Praise the Lord. We are looking at the power of love. Listen. When John chapter 3 verse 16. John chapter 3 verse 16. Listen to the power of love. Listen.
For God so loved
again,
the world.
Again.
For God so loved the world.
No, no. You see, if you read it like that, you won't get the effect. Eh? Stress it. For God so... That's the emphasis. For God so... Eh? Then you'll understand that statement. For God so... He was so filled. If you just say, for God so loved the world, you won't get it. You will never understand it. The power of love. He so loved the world that he did something.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
He gave his, the only thing he has, the only one he has, the only, so only. Oh, we're doing Bible study. So, I love English language. So loved the world that he gave his only. That only will let you understand. So, that is, he was constrained. He couldn't help it. He was constrained. The power of love so engulfed him. So engulfed him. That he could not, the only way for him to have rest is for the only son he has to give it out. Oh, glory be to God. In Romans chapter 5, let's read it from verse 6, maybe up to verse 11, and then let's catch something here. Romans chapter 5.
For when we were yet without strength.
Can you see now? Okay.
In due time, Christ died for the ungodly.
Uh-huh.
For scarcely for a righteous man will one die.
Hey, hey.
Yet, peradventure, for a good man, some would even dare to die. But God commended his love.
This is how he demonstrated his love to us.
Towards
how
us.
Did he do it?
In that while we were yet sinners.
Christ, not when we started worshipping him. Oh. He didn't love you when you started worshipping him. He didn't love you when you started giving offering and tithes to him. He didn't love you when you were doing anything morally good. While we were yet sinners, love constrained him to save us from the effect of sin. He sent Christ to die for us. The next verse, please.
Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him.
Through him, you see, because the essence was to make us to be saved from the wrath that is coming upon this world. This world is going to be destroyed. But the power of love so constrained God that he has to make a way to save his people.
Uh-huh. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement.
Jesus is the product of God's love for us. Jesus is the product of God's love for us. Oh, glory be to God. And 1 Corinthians 13 verse 13. Of all the virtues you can display, listen very well. All the virtues you can display. What did he say?
And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is
every
charity.
Christian is supposed to have faith. Every Christian is supposed to have hope. And everybody is supposed to have love. God's kind of love is charity. Of all these three, the greatest of them is what?
Charity.
Charity. And Colossians chapter 3 verse 14. What did he say?
And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness.
See, the evidence that you are now perfect is seen in love. Glory be to God. Listen very well. Every other thing that we do, the strength for what we want to achieve in our Christian life is love. It is love that gives the strength to succeed, to get result in what you are doing. Listen, you will never have result until the reason you are doing it is born out of love. Listen, we go, and with all due respect, whenever I say this, I hope you people are reading between the lines, understanding me. Listen. We that want to serve God, because every Christian is a servant of God. I hope you know that. That's another revelation. And you will meet your God and give account of how you served him. Don't worry. Continue. What I'm doing now, I'm serving him. Amen. And there are many people sitting down there, you are serving God. Amen. One way or the other, we are serving God. Amen. And so, all of us who operate gifts, especially the power gift, catch this revelation. Catch this revelation. All of us that go to the mountain to pray, that fast to pray, some dry fasting, no food, no water. Very good. It's a very good exercise. Very, very good exercise. Hallelujah. But I preach a message that I titled The Toothless Bulldog. A dog stands very big. Woo, 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 woo. Only to discover that he don't get teeth. When you discover he doesn't have teeth, will you be afraid of him? But his size initially scared you. But when you move forward, as you open his mouth, you discover he has no teeth. So what is the effect of his shouting? It cannot succeed. The thief will come and thief and go. He can do nothing. How will it benefit you that you do dry fasting and according to the Bible? If you don't have what will make your dry fasting, whatever is the reason, to come to pass, you don't have it, you have wasted that effort. You've gone to starve because you have no result. And it's very easy to know it. Look at those who claim to be prayer warriors. Look at those who for hours they are praying. After they have finished from prayer, go near them and see the life they live. See the kind of character they display. Go near people who stand and say they are preachers. Those who say they are prophets. Those who say this, say that, claim. Go after. That is why I have warned brothers and sisters. Don't conclude that a man or a woman is a Christian because you see him in the church. It's only an attraction for you to come near him. Decide to agree only after you have confirmed the life he lives after church. No matter what grace that person displays, no matter how that person dresses, no matter how beautiful the person is, we're not going to marry beauty. Beauty does not keep a marriage. Because beauty will fade. So it is with our Christian faith. Hallelujah. After you have come down from the mountain, fire, in fact, fire fell. You saw it. You were shaking. Why is it that a case is brought before you for prayers? You pray, nothing happens. But some other person that did not follow you to the mountain or join you to lock you down, he just come in the name of Jesus and the thing went. What happened? Does it mean you should not go to the mountain? Go to the mountain, oh. Fast, oh, pray, oh, But arm yourself with the thing that will make your fasting to work. That is called love. And that is what Apostle Paul was explaining to us in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Let's read it from verse 1.
Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass.
Can you see the charity there is God's kind of love? Loving somebody unconditionally. While we were yet sinners. So he still loves us as sinners.
I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal.
Hey, again.
I am become a
sounding brass. No, verse 1 again.
Though I speak with the tongues of men and
all
of angels.
All of you that speak. You are supposed to be spiritual because in proper perspective, it is the spirit that is speaking through you. Although we know a lot of carnal impersonation. It's expected that you are very spiritual. Although you speak in tongue like that, what happens?
And have not charity.
If this power that enables the effect of that to have effect on that tongue you are speaking, if that power is not there, if that nature is not, is see, love, listen, love is not acquired. Love is a gift of God. You don't go to acquire love. Love is a gift. When you receive the Holy Ghost, that's why he said, if you have not the Spirit of Christ, you are none of his. If you receive the Spirit of God, you have received God. You have received the nature of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Therefore, it's not something that you go to the mountain to pray to receive. You already have it, but you are not allowing him to have his way. Read the next verse.
Verse 2. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity,
you see,
I am nothing.
Deliverance ministers.
And though I bestow all my goods.
Oh, I have the gift of give. I'm a giver. You know, they call them charity organizations. You know why they call them charity organizations? Because they are organizations that give without expecting. And that is God's kind of love. Okay?
And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor.
So is it possible for me to pluck? Please read that verse 2 again.
And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing.
Verse 3, sorry.
And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have
so
no charity.
So is it possible that I will even give my body to be burned, and yet I have no love? So that you will know which sacrifice is accepted by God or not. There are people that give, but the reason they give, amen, is for people to see and say, ha, you're a giver. I was sharing with somebody yesterday. I saw a little clip, a video somebody sent to me. Somebody carried a cameraman, and then he held 100,000 naira, and then he called somebody, he said, please, please, can you help me with 1,000 naira? I've not eaten, I want to eat. And the person said, sorry, I don't have. Then he went to another person. He said, he came to the camera. He said, you see, I have 100,000 naira here to give him. If he had given me that 1,000, then I would have given him the 100,000. Then the man turned and said, excuse me. What are you saying? You carry camera. You are showing, you call the camera, you say, I should give you 1,000. Now I say I don't have. Am I not now qualified that since I don't have for you to give me the 100? It makes sense. What do you want to show the world? Why do you have to carry camera to show it? You already come to me, please give me 1,000. I say I don't have. I'm the one that qualified for the 100,000. Why do you have to collect my 1,000 before you give me 100,000? Is it not for people who are poor you want to help? He said, stop that nonsense. And it's a good lesson. I agree with him totally. Because there is a different motive he's doing that. Hallelujah. Why do you have to show off? Amen. So I was telling somebody, I said, many of these people that tell their philanthropists, all these pastors with the camera, and they say, give him this one, give this one, give them. I say, wait, go behind the camera and say, Pastor, please, I never chopped since yesterday. He will drive you. Come on, come on, get away. So only God knows who is actually charitable. He judges the reason we do what we are doing. Plug your eye and give. Because, oh glory be to God. Matthew 22, we will come back to that. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 In Matthew 22, the greatest commandment from verse 36.
Master, which is the greatest commandment in the law?
Uh-huh.
Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart.
With some of your heart?
All.
All.
And with all thy soul?
All.
And with all thy mind?
All.
This is the first and great commandment.
This is the greatest commandment. Love God like that.
And the second is like unto it.
The second command. Remember, the question is, out of all those 10 commandments and all the other ordinances, among them, which one is the greatest? Which one is the most important? And this is his answer. Verse 39.
And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
The second is like unto it. Like unto what? Verse 38. Like unto what?
Verse 37. Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart.
But see it now. You are to love the Lord thy God with are you joining me today? That means you are above 65. The old man will dream dreams. If we are going to exercise, I will give you more sleep. You can go ahead, sleep, sir. You can sleep after you give us the message. The first one, praise the Lord. He said, what are you to do? You are to love God with
all thy heart.
If he said the second one is like unto the first, that means you are to love your neighbor with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. Bible study. Hallelujah. And that is why I told you before that the symbol of our faith is the cross. And it signifies so many things. But it also represents the first commandment, the greatest commandment, vertical relationship with God and horizontal relationship with one another, is the symbol of the cross. Love the Father, vertical relationship, and the horizontal relationship among ourselves. Praise the Lord. And then he added, what is the last statement he made?
On these two commandments.
On these two commandments.
And God, the law and the prophets.
The whole law and all that the prophets spoke, everything in the Old Testament is to achieve this. If you love your neighbor, You can't hurt what you love. If you, oh glory be to God. If you love God, you, what constrains you from living a useless life is not because it is a commandment. It is because you love him. That is the strength of a Christian. Whatever you do in the name of the Lord to glorify God, to push his kingdom forward, it's not because you are looking for recognition in the church. It's not because of it. It's because you love him. Whatever you do, hallelujah, what connects you and God is love. Listen, listen. Oh, 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 oh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen very well. When the Bible says, didn't the scripture say, ye are gods? It looks blasphemous or sacrilegious. But no, it is a fact. And I had reason, I told you people during the week. For those of you who heard me, I say, I asked my son, and he's listening to me now. I asked him, we are sitting down, and I asked him, I say, a goat will give birth to what? He said, goat. I say, a lion will give birth to what? He said, lion. I said, chicken will give birth to what? He said, chicken. Then I said, a pastor will give birth to what? Then he kept quiet. I said, whether you answer or not, a pastor will give birth to a pastor. So get ready. Hallelujah. If God gives birth to you, we are new creatures, we are gods. It's not sacrilegious. We are gods. So that you will know whose image are you? Image of God or image of Satan? For by their fruits, you know them. You say, we are sort of, listen to what the Bible says in Romans 8:17. Romans chapter 8 verse 17. As you see me so,
and if
now God you see, because I'm a son of God.
And if children, then heirs.
Okay, verse 16.
For this, the spirit itself beareth witness with
the
our spirit.
The spirit bear witness with our spirit.
That we are the children of God.
The spirit of God bears witness with our own spirit that we are children of God because we are born again.
And if children, then heirs.
If we are children, then all that belong to God belong to us.
Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ.
We are joint heirs with Christ. For all that the Father had, he gave it to the Son. And if we are joint, it means we are partakers of all that the Father gave Jesus. We are partakers of it. Praise the Lord. And the Bible says, hallelujah, God is love. And he that loveth, the evidence that you are of God, the first fruit is that you will also love, because God is love. Now, when we talk about love like this, even the meaning of love has been wrongly placed. When somebody wants something from you, I love you. When they want something from God, I love you, I love you. No, by their fruits, you will know them. Listen, if you love me, it's not with the word of your mouth that I will know. It's by your relationship with me that I will know. Listen, the first thing he said, God so loved the world. Listen now, I'm so round up. For God so loved the world. What constrained him? Love. What was happening? God saw a destruction that is coming upon man. The destruction is coming upon man. And they don't even know where their end. Hell has enlarged her coast. Hell that was meant for Lucifer and his angels. Now human beings are going there. The size has been increased because many people are going there and they don't even know it. And even people sitting down in the church don't even know it. Your religion. How do I know? By the way you relate with that God. There is an attribute, there is something inside of him that constrains him to do everything to save a sinner, including giving his life for them. Now let me ask you. Now let's be very sincere now. From all around the world, if you love God, can I see your hand up? Now be very sincere. It's okay. Put down your hand. Now listen. Now if you love God, that means there's something that makes you love God. Okay, let me ask another question. Be very sincere. You are sure you are born again. Can I see your hand up? You have the Holy Ghost. Now put down your hand. That means you have God dwelling in you. Now, if you have God dwelling in you, the same love that constrained God to go after sinners, you will have it also. Yeah. How can you say you have love of God and around you there are sinners and you know where they will end up? The only people you pray for are your mama children. You know that is not charity. You know that is not charity. If you stand in the gap for your mother's children, for your own children, there is no blessing attached to it. I hope you know that. It's your responsibility. You're only doing that which is your duty to do. If you train your pikin, God will not clap hand for you because it is your duty to do it. But when you now want to attract blessing, then you go beyond the camp. You go to some other person and you are able to do it happily and joyfully without expecting anything from that person, then you have a reward. From January till December last year, be very sincere. How many people did God pass through you to win to Christ? That is evidence there is no charity yet in you, or you are not utilizing it. If you are born again, you have it in you, but somebody has not called your attention to it. I want to call your attention to it. You have it. You have it. You have it now. And the Bible says Christ in 1 Corinthians 1:24 is the wisdom of God and the power of God. Listen. Hallelujah. When you want to catch a fish, you really need the fish. You will use the best way to catch the fish. I'm an evangelist. Then you carry megaphone. Wake up early in the morning and disturb the people's sleep early in the morning. Say what happened. I'm preaching to sinners. You, that's a public disturbance. How many will you win like that? Where is the wisdom to catch the fish? Every day people in your compound are not sleeping. They must, all you are doing is prayer. Then when your neighbor begin fight, you say, my prayer is disturbing. My prayer, there are demons. My prayer is walking. Your prayer is, the way you are praying is bringing trouble to you. God is not there for that one. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. How can you say you are a Christian? You're a businessman, you have customers. And you know that this person that is close to you, if he dies, he's going to hell. And you don't, you will not do everything to shine the light. A pastor, I am not a preacher, and I know Sabi read. Me, I know Sabi. I say wisdom, wisdom. If you know Sabi, you can attract them to your church. You can visit them with a minister that can preach. In those days, in my former church, when, if you see the level, the extent I used to go to win souls, it will surprise you. I can spend 1 month, the person don't know why they come close, oh, they come close, come close. One day, they will tell me, say, now this canteen, now you don't tell me, sis. I know there is something around you, I know, but now this canteen, they become church members, give their life to Christ. And when they are coming, I will ask about who they preach tomorrow. Then I will go and meet the person. Sir, they say, are you the priest tomorrow? They say, whole family, they are coming. All of them are Catholics. Please, include them in what you will say. I beg. Not talk the one where they go wrong, no, I beg. It took me time to bring them. The worst thing you can do to an evangelist is it brings somebody. And then you do something that the person run away. You're not going to forgive. You're not going to forgive you, Olumide. How can I come to church? You say, you will die. Olumide. You say, you will die. But the truth is, we shall all die. But not as you go take talking, because the man will run away. His pastor is telling him, you will not die. You will live. Now that can't be the one here. Then you can't talk. You know. But whatever it is, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There is a wisdom to catch the fish. He said, he that winneth soul is what?
Wise.
Is wise. Why does he say wise? Because there is a blessing attached to it. But that is not even the reason. If that is the reason, you will feel frustrated because Satan will let you know that you will not get that blessing you are looking for. But the passion, compassion, the compassionate heart that you have for a sinner. That is why I told you, that is the strength of the believer. Listen, people don't know the power of love. I have shared it. Hallelujah. I said, and those of you who practice it, continue. Those of you who don't know, take note of it. Now, sometimes you feel so compassionate about somebody's problem. He has HIV and it is blowing. No, be you. Just example. It's a bad example. The person has HIV. No, be you. Because people go to say, maybe you get now they talk. This church, somebody go read me into it. So, no, be you. He not get HIV. Okay, he never married. That's why I cannot carry my own spoil. You know that the case that somebody has is critical. And he narrates what his problem is to you. Before you know what, by that spirit that is in you, love. Before you know what, just listening to him, sometimes tears will come out of your eyes. I don't know who has ever experienced that. You sure, you will do. What is happening is that you have now entered the feeling of that person. So the pain of that person, you are also sharing it. Wicked people can never do that. When they cry, say, not a cry from my office here. Not a cry here. Not a cry here. Not a cry. What do you say be your problem, sir? Now my office, you can't cry. Then the man is there. You have added more problem. Where will I go? Where will I go? Even for church, then they increase my problem for me. I have nowhere to go. Now, this is the secret. Anytime, listen, if you ever get to that estate concerning that problem, listen, practice it, you will see it, because you have now reached the realm of divinity. You have now left this flesh. God has now consumed you. That is the effect That is what has given rise to that tear, to that feeling, that compassion. It's not you making it. There is the working of a power that dwells in us. When that estate, if you take that person to the Lord in prayer, the problem will be solved. It is a greater sign than a vibration in your hand. If you feel a vibration in your hand, the Spirit of God has only contacted the person's problem, but what will pull God down will be the feeling you will have concerning that problem. So you see why I say you can't get that going to the mountain? You see why I say you can't get that by dry fasting? You get that by that which dwells in you, allowing it to work. That is charity. That is God's love. That is the empowerment we need to succeed this year, somebody. That is the reason you are not having any result in your ministry. That is the reason why your Christian life is not attractive. He said, add to your faith virtue. Virtue there, make it attractive. Make it attractive. And we can learn this. And you know what? Although that is not the reason, hallelujah, not because you are expecting anything, but the truth is that when you do it, there is a result for it. There is a blessing that follows. Because God does not use anybody and dumps you. Oh, I was listening to the testimony of a sister. I know you are listening to me now, Sister Gladys, in the UK. I was listening to your testimony this morning. 22 or 23 years ago, she comes from a very, very poor family. Brethren, this is what I say, I am a student of life. 23 years ago, and please, Sister Gladys, if you are on Zoom, then just wave your hand and confirm to me that what I'm saying is the truth. Or call in and confirm it. Because somebody can learn that also from you. When the Bible says what you sow is what you reap. And she said, very poor family, but in the church where she attended in Nigeria here. She said, she just felt that she must go abroad, but it's like a wishful thinking. And she wrote, she just applied to a school in the United Kingdom. And play, they gave her admission. But where is the money for school fees? 23 years ago or so. So she was just miserable sitting down, and a brother saw a sister, a man saw a sister that was looking gloomy and sad. That thing that is in him was activated. And went to her and said, why are you feeling like this? And she said, this is my situation. Come from a very poor family. I got this admission. Nobody to help me. That's why. He said, is that, how much is it? Come and see me. Gave the address. She didn't come. Saw her again the next day. I was expecting you. The young girl was thinking it's one of these brothers. If I come, then you will take advantage of me. Then he said, I know why you didn't come. Do you have any educated person in your family? Anybody? Said there's one uncle. He said, tell the uncle to come and see me with your admission letter. And he gave her the money and bought the ticket for her. They paid 23 years ago. She went to UK. And now that sister is in a position now. This man has his three children or so, two or three children, in UK. And now the condition of the man has changed. No money. And he's there and remaining 2 days or 3 days for their visa to expire, and they will return the children back to Nigeria because they can't pay their school fees and the visa has expired. The visa needed to be extended while he's expecting money that he will send for their school fees and things like that. And you are supposed to pay some money even for the visa. He didn't have it. Then suddenly he was just going through his phone and he jammed the phone number because that sister left and for some time kept calling to thank you and, you know, then called her and said, see the situation. Say, what? He said, give me their contact, send their passports, and within 24 hours, 3 years visa was extended for them. And he's calling them. Amen. He's calling the man. And the man said, how far? He said, it is done. He said, oh, thank you very much. So, how much? Then she said, I didn't say it will be done. He said, it is done. 3 years visa has been granted to them. Praise the Lord. And he said, okay, I will pay you. Now he said, no, you have already paid for it. You have already paid for it. If you cannot learn that, you won't know how to behave with the person you are meeting today because of the condition you are in. I have known that long time ago. I have known that long time ago. The Bible says, he that giveth to the poor lendeth to God.
Sir, but sir.
Oh, Gladys, now you?
Sir. Yes, sir.
Gladys, are you the one?
Yes, sir, it is me.
Is that testimony correct?
It's only correct, sir.
Clap your hand, church. Hallelujah. The man, a Hausa man?
No, actually, from Edo,
but you are a Hausa woman.
Yes, sir.
You see? So he was not helping his sister. It was not a tribalistic thing.
No.
More grace, Sister Gladys, more grace upon you. Can we clap our hands again for Jesus? This is life for you. A compassion, from compassion. That is the power that we all need. It will dictate how successful you will be in your Christian life. This year, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That kind of love does not expect payback from the person you met it out to. That is the success of the Christian life. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, praise the Lord. And verse 1, let's read it till I tell you to stop.
This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses, and lead captive silly women, laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now, as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses.
This is Brother Jannes and Sister Jambres.
As Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds.
Reprobate
concerning the faith. But they shall proceed no further. For their folly shall be manifest unto all men. As that's also what.
Now listen, church. This is the meaning of Matthew 24 from verse 11. To verse 13. This is what Jesus Christ was talking about.
And many false prophets shall rise.
False. You think somebody is a man of God. He is false. Why false? Hallelujah. The gift may be genuine, but the tree may be false. By their fruit, you know the reading.
And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall
abound. This is the verse I'm looking for. What will happen?
And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold.
Again, because?
And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold.
Now, when he said, this is it. The meaning of this verse, I tried to explain on Thursday Empowerment Hour. The meaning of this is saying here, the reason why the power base of the Christian faith will be destroyed is because of iniquity. And I told you, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7, Apostle Paul at that time said, for the mystery of iniquity doth already work. What is this mystery? Is that Satan will smuggle his people in the church. Satan, the devices of Satan, what he's after is to kill the power base of the believer, of the church. Every gathering you gather, he knows the power of love. If you will dwell together in love for one another, brotherly love, if you will dwell together, he knows what will happen. For if two of you shall agree concerning anything, it shall be done. The power of agreement will only come when we are united in true Christian love. And so, iniquity comes in. What is it? He drops his own characters. Serpent seeds, tares, sons of Belial. The Bible describes them using different terminology. Disguising themselves as brothers and sisters. Sit among us and start their ministry. What do they want to achieve? To attack brotherly love. And he said, because this iniquity will abound, he said, the love of many will now die, wax cold. The purpose of communion, why Jesus Christ instituted communion and feet washing, is to remind us of what connects you and I. The body of Christ offered on the cross on Calvary is what we are benefiting from. That is what made you my brother. That is what made you my sister. But Apostle Paul said something in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Verse 23, let's read it. And you see what he said there.
For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body.
Now listen, before he said this, the earlier verses, you can go there and read. The people were coming to the Lord's table in different estate of mind towards one another. Some were not talking to each other. Some were arguing on doctrines, heretics. Some were gossiping each other. There are some people that if they see another sister like this, their body system will change. Acids will be produced. Bitterness. Your saliva will turn bitter. Just seeing somebody that you hate. And the two of you are coming to the Lord's table to say, we are one in Christ Jesus. Listen. Read on. The next verse.
And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me.
Uh-huh.
After the same manner also, he took the cup. When he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me.
Uh-huh.
For as often as
now, listen now. As often as
ye eat this bread,
yes,
and drink this cup, ye did show the Lord's death till he come.
Now, see where I'm going now. The next verse.
Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord.
Do you know why? Listen. Now, I have explained this. Listen. Eating in the context of where it's written, it's not that you are fornicating. No. It's not that, sisters, you people are fornicating. No. That if you are a fornicator, don't come and eat it. In the context there, We are coming to demonstrate the reason why we are one, and yet you are not one. If you come in that estate and eat that bread and take that wine, you are eating it unworthily. Next verse.
But let a man examine himself. And so let
How will you examine yourself? How will you examine yourself? Praise the Lord. Okay, let's finish reading it.
And so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup.
Uh-huh.
For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body.
You are eating damnation. You are eating a curse if you come like that. What is the effect of that curse? The next verse.
For this curse, many are weak and sick.
This is the reason why spiritually you are weak
and sickly among you.
This is the reason why people are sick, no healing. And the worst of all,
and many sleep.
They die. In a church, funny deaths will be taking place. If it is a true church, it will happen. It will happen. I said it before. And the people, what they do, and not be them, they die. Oh. Now other people, will they die? Did Achan die? But see how many people died. Did David die when he went to count people? 70,000 died. David was still alive. Me wanna hear Kosa. Praise the Lord. He says, so let a man examine himself. What is the solution? It's 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5 and 6. There's a statement there.
Now, the end of the commandment is charity.
Now, this is it. That is the end of the commandment. Whatever you are doing, whatever, what God requires of us is what?
Charity.
Out of
a pure heart.
Pure heart.
And of a good conscience.
Good conscience.
And of faith unfeigned. From which some haven't swerved.
If you swerve away from this, what will happen?
I've turned aside unto vain jangling.
Now, purity. So that you'll understand why Matthew chapter 5 verse 8 says, blessed are the pure in heart. What will happen? What will happen?
They shall see God.
They will see God. There are two things that will make you to see God. Purity of your heart here, hallelujah, is your conscience towards one another. The way you feel towards one another. We will be hot. We will be angry at one another. But pick the issues and go and meet the brother. Go and meet the sister. Solve it. Don't over-assume. None of us is given the power to write off somebody as a candidate of hell. The only judge we have is the Lord Jesus himself. And when you reconcile with somebody, remember that you have hurt that person. Give the person time to be healed. Don't expect that you take off and hug you immediately and say it is over. No, the wound is there now. Allow time to heal it. By the way you respond to the person, by the way you relate. Don't go and start scratching the wound that wants to heal. You scratch it again. And you say, he claimed to be Christian. He said, you are the devil. You are the one causing it. Avoid the person. Allow the person. Some wounds heal immediately. Some take time to heal. And you will know it when the person begins to relate with you again. And then you will not know it will not happen again. And always remember that God created us. Another nature he gave us is also a nature of God. Anger. God can be angry.
Right.
And anger is a defense. We get angry to keep some funny things away from us. But be ye angry and sin not. There's a limit to anger. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And therefore, do something. Do something to restore that power. that we all have. When you love God, you will have sweet fellowship with Him. And He said to the froward in Psalm 18, He said He will manifest Himself froward also. It's the way you appear to God, He will walk with you. Hallelujah. There are people that have spirit of witchcraft and they don't know it. Amen. That is the spirit of manipulation. Manipulation. Do you know that there are, I keep saying this over and over and over, and I'll continue to say it so that the people do, we know that we know them. You can't get us. This is the end time. And the gospel we preach is called evening light. It's the evening light gospel. All these funny spirits that somebody will not come to church. You are testing to see whether pastor will ask of you. You are a witch. What kind of manipulation is that? If you will not come to church, it's your responsibility to call me, to tell me why you will not come. You don't get phone. If you don't call me, you wait for me to call you and you are angry I didn't call you. You are a witch. That's manipulation. You are trying to look for trouble. That is not right. If you are sick, send a message to the brethren that you are sick. Where are we going to know why you didn't come to church? People do that in this church. They don't even check on people. They don't show love. They don't show. You, do you show love? You receive what you have. I mean, what you give. It's wrong. I've been saying this years, over and over and over in this ministry. They keep doing it. Why do you do that? It's the highest display of conversion or carnality. Why do you convert attention to yourself and go up to that extent? Now, I have a different interpretation to that. It lets me know you have no regard for me as your pastor. If I have to be the one to call you, and you know how busy I am.
That's right.
Except if you normally give me a lot every month. Any month I don't see, then I can call. How now? I hope all is well. I know, Abby. It's normal. No? Even God does it. Do you know that if you have an hour with that, you always wake up and praise God. And then you can't sleep off. God will say, this man never praised me today. Then he sent his angel. Now wake up now. It's not everybody he wakes up now. It's not everybody he wakes now. If you have that spirit, stop it. Call your leader. Call the leader of the group you belong. Call him. Now if you tell your leader and he doesn't show concern, that is evidence that person too is not a leader. He's not a leader. You let me know, we shall remove him immediately. Praise the Lord. Stop the spirit of witchcraft. They are not only in the village, they are in the church too. Stop it in the name of Jesus. It will not be your portion in Jesus' name. Finally, so how do we get over it? Finally, hallelujah. This is the solution in Ephesians chapter 3 from verse 16 to verse 20. Hear the admonishment of Apostle Paul.
That he will grant you according to the riches of his glory.
He was praying for us.
To be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man.
By his spirit we are.
In the inner man.
By his spirit we are.
In the inner man.
There is a spirit in your inner man. That is where the strength is. Read that verse again, please.
That he will grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might.
Empowerment is we are.
By his spirit in the inner man.
In the inner man.
That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. That ye, being rooted and grounded in love.
Where will you be rooted and grounded? Where?
In love.
Rooted. Take note of that root. Root. Rooted and grounded. So that it, because the source of strength.
In love, may be able to comprehend with all saints. What is the breadth?
Because it is only when you are rooted and grounded that you'll be able to understand, comprehend with all sense, what is the breadth,
and length,
length
and depth,
and depth
and height,
and height,
and to know the love of Christ.
That is how you will know the love of Christ,
which passeth knowledge.
It passeth all knowledge,
that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God.
Verse 20.
Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly,
exceedingly abundantly
above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us.
In us there is a power that worketh in us. Concerning the children of Judah, 2 Kings chapter 19 verse 30. He repeated it. The grounding, the rooting. Hallelujah.
And the remnant that is escaped of the house of Judah shall yet again take root downward.
That is the elect. Shall take their root
downward.
Downward. Why? Because that is where they will meet the water of life.
And bear fruit upward.
Evidence that you are rooted is the fruit you bear. And if you go to Isaiah 37, he repeated it there. Verse 31 and verse 32.
And the remnants that is escaped of the house of Judah shall again take root downward and bear fruit upward. For out of Jerusalem shall go forth a remnant, and they that escape out of Mount Zion, the zeal of the Lord of hosts shall do this.
Glory be to God. So what is it? The source of your strength is to be rooted and grounded in love. That's where the strength of a Christian is. And if there is any virus that has attacked it, wake up. Wake up. Go back to him. Go back. You know, when you first gave your life to Christ, you know, you love everything around you. Even animals, you love them. Something happened, and that is missing. One of the stanza in our hymn, I think it's hymn 57. The last stanza there, that song, it says, in the beauty of the lilies, Christ was born across the sea with a glory in his bosom that transfigures you and me. This is where I am going. He said, as he died to make men holy, let us die to make men free. Our God is marching on. Hallelujah. Glory, glory,
hallelujah.
Glory, 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 hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. He died to make men holy. Let us die to make men free. It's the commission that we have. And you can't give what you don't have. If you're a beneficiary of love, you will give love. Why? Because love lifted me. The songwriter says so.
Must master of the sea. Let my despairing cry from the waters lifted now say, as my long dead be,
long dead be.
love lifted me, love will cause me to lift another person. That is the principle. You cannot help somebody up, it's because you can't give what you don't have. It's what you have you give. Praise the Lord. Christianity is a life of sacrifice. Sacrifice, sacrifice, sacrifice. Doing something for the betterment. Charity is not contractual love. Amen. I'm constrained to say something so that I will not be misunderstood. But it's a characteristic of the people. Those who do it, they benefit from it. Even unbelievers know the power of giving. That's the truth. If you recognize God's grace in the life of a minister, then encourage that minister. Not going to him because you want his number so that you can be calling him every time. Yes. That is not charity. That is not love. It's contract. And it's very common in this ministry. We are Africans. We are Christians. There's a time to give. Every opportunity you have to show somebody love, to encourage that person, do it. Yes, sir. Do it. Do it. That's the truth. The Bible said, them that walk at the altar, they eat. Now, no, no, the script. I'm talking for you. I'm talking for you now. Eh? I'm talking for you. You are not encouraging me at all. No, but that's the truth now. Eh? I asked you, Prophet. No, it was Prophet Sunday. Who? Which minister did I ask? I said, I want to see the names of those that gave you gift in this church at the end of the year. A minister said there are three. One, thousands of people in this church. It affects your progress, I'm telling you. And most of the gifts we receive are from online members. Well, God made me, I'm not a covetous person. I'm teaching you. I know how to abound, I know how to abase. If I'm to live by the gift, hoping on this, I've done diocese. Because the gospel we preach, people sit down, they hate what you are saying, sir. But we will say, whether you remember us or not, our help coming from above. When I have a need, he supplies. But it affects your progress. And that is one evidence that you lack love. You lack it. In the group you belong, there are needy people there. Abba, at the end of the year, Abba, buy one bag of rice, let them share now. How much? How much? Abba, this minister said, two bags here, if we share three mudu, it will feed us for 1 week. We'll be saying, thank you, Lord. But I'm aware of people who even send 1,000 naira. Lumido, you collect them for me. They say 1,000 naira in an envelope. And I collected, I said, wow, this will mean so much. It's not the amount, it's the spirit that goes with it. And I'm not asking you to send me a gift. I'm teaching you. If you like, understand it. If you like, twist it. Because the stingy ones will twist it. Keep twisting it. Now go ahead. 20-something years. Now you need to take care of all of the church. Praise the Lord. It's the effect of lack of love. May the Lord restore that in this ministry in the name of Jesus. That's why we shall sing hymn number 28. Can we stand up and sing that song? And while we are singing that song, let's bring our offering. And that offering is also a demonstration of love. The way you give the offering. Praise the Lord. But many have given up. I said, brother, I sent almost 3 million naira for all ministers to share.